tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail and torn.
Welcome, everyone. You are tuned into the Hope Show today. I am very happy that all of you could join me. I hope all of you have had a great week. Today's focus is going to be about relationships. The primary focus will be on marriages, relationships with a partner, and friendships, but it will not be limited to that unless I just run out of time. No matter where you are in your life, there will always be relationships. And even if you are completely happy with the relationships you have, there is always room for improvement. People get lax. They start to take the people in their lives for granted. People get busy. So relationships get put back on the back burner, so to speak. A lot of times, occupations, long commutes, travels, children, hobbies, scheduling too many events, and even other relationships such as friendships can take priority over such things as a marriage or a partnered relationship. It is tough to balance everything in your life so that not one thing gets more quality time than the next. And it is especially tough for our military families out there when one of the family members are gone most of the time serving our country. Why are relationships so important to us? Human beings have a certain basic need to survive. Humans need love. We need to feel connected. We need to know we are not alone in this world. We need to know that someone cares about us. Relationships are a must for our personal well-being. Relationships help us to deepen and expand our experiences in life at a deeper level. They help us to grow, thrive, and evolve. Relationships are one of the key components, one of the most important learned skills that we will ever obtain. If you don't have certain vitally important social skills, you will find it quite challenging to survive in this world that we live in today. With the proper knowledge, skills, and tools, and the proper application of what you know, life can be less complicated for sure. If you weren't ever socialized as a young person and you didn't pick up on such skills as you grew older, you may find it very difficult to obtain and keep relationships. When it comes to relationships, you reap what you sow, folks. That's so important. Let me say that again. You reap what you sow. If you don't give these relationships your very best, tend them, cultivate them, make them a priority every single day, then you will one day look back and see a crop full of weeds. Don't ever allow yourself to think, "I'm too busy. I will spend more time with my friends or my spouse tomorrow. They will understand if I can't do this or that right now. I will get to them in a little while. I just have to do one more thing. I have to get this done, but they know I'm doing this for us." A person can only justify this to their friends and their family for so long before your friends will stop hanging around and your spouse or your significant other will start to withdraw from you. In both cases, the person you are in a relationship with will find other things to occupy their time, thinking that they're no longer as important to you as they once were. To fill this void of your absence, your friends or your spouse or your significant other will find other ways to fill their time left from you being too busy to connect with them. One day, you may just look back and either find that these people aren't there anymore or that so much damage has been done to the relationship from the lack of cultivation and tending on a daily basis that it can be near impossible to go back and retrieve what is lost. People must have connection with other human beings. Sometimes people think they have all the time in the world to be with their friends, their spouses, and significant others. But then on the other hand, the next day you might find that something tragic has happened, you know? Maybe there's a car accident. Maybe just there's so many things that could take you away from your loved ones and your friends in just a split second. And you never know Because tomorrow's not a guarantee. All we have is right here and right now. One day or 1 week doesn't seem like that big of a deal if you are too busy to connect. But 1 day or 1 week turns into a daily habit. And before you know it, months and years have gone by. All that precious time is gone. You can't retrieve it. Relationships take a lot of work. It's not always easy. It takes more than just random stolen moments between two busy lifestyles. Relationships take a large amount of compromise, tending, cultivating, weeding, attentiveness, compassion, empathy, love, kindness, forgiveness, and patience, just to name a few. If you don't have time for your relationships and the proper amount of tending that it takes, then it should not come to you as any great surprise that when you do find the time for your relationships, they no longer have the time for you, or it simply doesn't matter anymore to that other person. This, of course, all depends on each individual person and how long the lack of cultivation in your relationship has been going on. Someone will be much more understanding if it doesn't happen all the time, or doesn't become the norm for your relationship. Yet for someone that does experience it as the norm, it happens all the time, over and over, every single day, you may have a much harder uphill battle ahead of you to make it right between you. People want to feel connected. People don't like the feeling of being disconnected for long periods of time from their friends or their spouse or their significant other. People don't like competing with everything else on your agenda. It makes them feel second best. And if you are in a relationship, then second best for you as a friend, a partner, or a spouse isn't going to be good enough. Not all the time. They want to be first in your life, at least the majority of the time. And I don't feel like that's too much to ask, honestly, do you? Things happen. Circumstances come up, and it can't always be helped. Some things, other than your relationship, will take priority once in a while. But please, folks, don't make that a habit. Because before too long, you will find that one of you is going to become unhappy. People begin to question their worth to the other person. People get extremely tired and impatient waiting for their turn in their other person's life. People, especially those who are intimately close to you, don't always like to step in line or take a number for your attention. This sets a very bad example in a relationship. It leaves a bitter taste in the mouth and the mind of the one who's feeling neglected. It breaks down relationships. It grows weeds of sadness, low feelings of worth, doubt, insecurity, despair, anxiety, and so on. Sometimes people just don't think about how their actions affect the other people in their lives. Sometimes people are so consumed by what they want, what they are trying to achieve, their goals, their ambitions, etc., that they just don't stop to think about the damage that their own selfishness is causing to their relationships. Perhaps they don't even think they're doing anything wrong. But that may not be the other person's perception of the situation. Does anyone ever take the time to sit back and take a big look at the big picture? You know, like I just said, one person may feel as if they are not doing anything wrong. But that may not be the other person's perception on the matter, you know? The other person involved in whatever relationship you're involved in may have a totally different take on the matter. Do you ever sit back and look at the big picture? Does anyone ever take the time to analyze their life and question if what they are doing is not only the best for themselves, but the best for those that they love? Remember, as I just said, your perception of the situation is not always the way the other person perceives things, and you won't know how they see things unless you ask them, unless you spend time with them, unless you truly care about them, unless you forgo some of your own selfishness for just a moment to find out. Whatever you do, the worst mistake you can make, in my opinion, this is strictly from my point of view, is to ask someone their opinion, or what is wrong, or for them to be honest with you, and then to get angry with them because you don't like their answer. Don't ask if you can't handle the truth. Don't ask if you can't handle constructive criticism. If you don't really want to know, if you're not willing to listen completely and thoroughly, and if you aren't willing to compromise or have some compassion for what the other person is feeling, if you aren't willing to be objective and evaluate the other person's concerns and perception of the matter, then don't ask. Don't ask. It will lead to a big argument. Nothing will be resolved. The walls will come up between you. The proverbial door will be slammed in someone's face. And both will walk away feeling void, empty, and upset. It will probably make you both feel even worse than you did before. People tend to forget that each and every person is a unique individual with unique ways of dealing with issues that arise. We are not all going to think alike, folks. We are not all going to agree on everything. We are not all going to perceive matters in the same way. Does that make one of us wrong? No, absolutely not. No, it doesn't make one or the other of us wrong. As unique individuals, we are to be respected for our uniqueness in all matters, even if it collides in the face of the other person of what they are thinking or what they are feeling. There does not have to be animosity between people in relationships. Not one person is always going to be right or wrong. Relationships take compromise and lots of hard work. Relationships need the appreciation, respect, compassion, empathy, love, forgiveness, and understanding of the other person or persons involved at all times. Of course, this probably won't happen at all times, but this is what we should strive for. If you aren't ready to take on the responsibilities that go along with relationships, whatever that relationship may be, then perhaps you shouldn't be in one in the first place. If you are too selfish to consider the needs and the feelings of another human being, then perhaps you shouldn't be in a relationship. It will be a one-sided relationship with much aggravation for someone at best. There are a lot of people in this world, if you talk to them or you ask them, they will tell you that they are just the world's best at relationships. They know everything. They know how to interact with people. Life is great. Their relationships are great. There's no room for improvement. Well, my suggestion to that matter is ask the other person. I would bet that they have a lot to say about that, and I'm sure it would be quite the contrary to what the other person just told you. Why do you suppose that would be the case? Why do you suppose that would be the case, folks? My hunch, my belief, is that the person you asked the first time is self-absorbed. And I don't mean that to step on anyone's toes out there. But it's human nature for humans to think about themselves. And sometimes, even if we don't mean to, sometimes we get it's an all-about-me attitude. And, you know, you just can't do that when you're in a relationship. There's more to just to life, to relationships, than just me. There's another person, another part of the equation out there that you have to consider. But people can be self-absorbed, so much so that they turn a blind eye to their friends, their marriage, their partner. Their egos get in the way of a reality. They think they have all the answers. They think they are so smart. They truly believe they are making their friends, spouses, and partners happy. They truly believe that. They don't even have a clue because they are so self-absorbed with their own goals and their own dreams and their own ambitions. They think they've mastered the art of relationships. Yet, they truly know very little, because they already think that they have the answers. Why should they listen to what anyone else has to say? If they're happy, you know, it's kind of like, if they're happy, they think everyone else is happy. So, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But, there again, folks, there's two people to every equation. And just because you're happy doesn't mean the other one is happy. Just because you don't think there's anything broke doesn't mean that the next person doesn't think that there's room for improvement. If they listen to constructive criticism, then some people are afraid that their fragile egos will get hurt. Never the mind that maybe the other person in the relationship is already feeling hurt too. Maybe the other person's needs are not getting met. Maybe the other person feels neglected, like a person without a voice. Maybe the other person feels as if they can't own up to their own feelings because the other half of the equation is always telling them they have no reason to feel that way. How many of you have been in a relationship where the other half, you know, whether it's a friend or a spouse or a significant other, how many times have you been in a relationship where, you know, you're feeling down or upset, and that other person just disrespects you by saying, "You don't have any reason to feel like that. Why are you feeling like that? You know, I didn't make you feel that way," or, you know, whatever. You know, I'm just throwing some examples out there. But the other half will try to make them feel as if their feelings are unjustified or unmerited. The most important thing to people, oftentimes, is their ego and being right. People want to be right, but it's not always about that. You know? Sometimes it's not about being right, but what's doing the right thing. Oftentimes, people find it very difficult to apologize, and sometimes even impossible to apologize for their actions. But in relationships, it's not about who's right or wrong, as I said before, or who gets the last word. Sometimes you have to compromise, agree to disagree. Sometimes you have to apologize, take one for the team. Not because you like it, not because you agree with it, not because it makes you feel good, not because you just want the argument or the disagreement to be over, but because it's the right thing to do for the well-being of the relationship. I am by no means an expert on relationships. I learn more and more about relationships each and every day by my own life experiences. But I have been on this earth for a while, and I have learned and picked up many things throughout the years about relationships. Relationships are so rewarding when everyone puts forth equal amounts of time and attention to care for it and nurture it. But when not tended to, when relationships are primarily one-sided, when one person is doing all the compromising, when one person feels like they can't be completely honest with another about how they really feel because someone will get angry or perhaps withdraw their love from them, when one person withholds their thoughts or feelings so as to save another, when one or both of you can't accept constructive criticism, when one of you bulls up over the stupidest things, then that is a huge problem, a huge flaw in the relationship. Whether you're currently in a relationship that is a failing, or a relationship in which you consider to be overall great, there is always room for improvement, folks. One must never stop learning to grow and learn new things. For those of you who find yourself fortunate enough to be in a wonderful relationship, don't ever, ever get to the point where you're laxy-daisy about those responsibilities. Don't start to slack off because things are going good. Don't take your relationship for granted. Even the best of relationships can fall. For those of you who are having trouble with relationships, then I would suggest that it's time to take a long, close, hard evaluation of your situation and see what is going on. Be completely objective. What is the problem? What role do both of you, I didn't say one of you, but both of you, take in this relationship? What do both of you do in the relationship that puts you at odds? It is very seldom one-sided. It takes two to make a relationship. There are two sides to every story, folks. If you're an outsider to the relationship, whatever that relationship may be, remember it is not our place to judge or to take sides. It is not our relationship, and it is certainly none of our business. If one of the persons involved in the friendship, marriage, or partnership, whatever it is, if they seek your advice, my suggestion is that you remain neutral and try to give advice without taking sides. I'm going to go ahead and take a short break right now, and I will be back.
My friend, to you. Complicated circumstances have clouded his view. Lord, I lift my friend up to you. I fear that I won't have the words that he needs to hear. Pray for your wisdom, O God, and a heart that's sincere. Lord, I lift my friend up to you. Lord, I lift my friend to you, my best friend in the world I know. Much more to you. I want so much to help him, but this is something he has to do. And Lord, I lift my friend up to you. 'Cause there's a way that seems so right to him, but you know where that leads. He's becoming a puppet of the world, too blind to see the strings. Lord, I lift my friend up to you. My friend up to you. lift, my friend. Father, I said till death do us part, I want to mean it with all of my heart. Help me to love you more than I love her, then I know I can love her more than anyone else. Presence today, make her what you want her to be. I pray to hear her heart. I pray she'll love you more. I pray to cherish and serve her, and will bring you glory today. I pray, I pray.
Father, I said till death do us part, I want to mean it with all of my heart. Help me to love you more than I love him, then I know
folks. I am so happy that you've joined me today here on The Hope Show. Before I continue with my show, I'd like to mention a few things. As a lot of you may know, my husband has put together on our own radio network, ShazizRadio.com. He has had a lot of help from some very dear and talented friends, helping him get it all set up and functioning. He is in the process of adding new hosts in addition to the already existing hosts, along with their podcasts, on the network site. I encourage you, if you have not already, to check out www.shazizradio.com. There is much work to be done, so there will be many, many changes to the look and the structure of the radio site in the weeks and the months to come. In all the transitioning from one radio station to another these past few months, the podcasts were all saved to our computer, but we're lost to the various networks as far as being accessible. On that, I'm just talking about my husband Shaziz and I. Our podcasts were saved to our computer, but we just haven't had the chance yet to upload those previous podcasts to the page. But that will be coming up. They're working long and hard on getting all that done and getting it up and completely functional for everyone. If you would like to listen to those prior podcasts of Shaziz, myself, and the other hosts on ShazizRadio.com and the newest ones, then I encourage you to come on over to ShazizRadio.com to access all the podcasts. Now keep in mind, not all of them are up yet, and it will probably take some time, perhaps months, before all of them are accessible. But the newest shows, last week's and this week's, will be accessible for your listening convenience right away. Should you miss a show or just want to listen to the show again or to pass it on to a friend, I want to thank all of our friends for helping make this possible, and you, the listening audience, for coming and listening in each week, being loyal and supportive to what Shaziz and I offer, along with the other hosts that are on our network as well. If anyone would like to call in via Skype, right now I'm using Shaziz's Skype address. Please feel free to do so. If I'm slow about answering, I apologize. Don't give up on me. I get so focused on doing my show. I spend a lot of time throughout the week preparing for the show, and so I generally have a set agenda, and I'm so focused on the material that I have that sometimes I have a tendency to, like, zone out. So I apologize for that, because there's usually so much material that I want to get to that I'm just so focused on fitting in everything that I have to say to all of you that I just, like I said, I zone out sometimes, and I apologize for that. Shaziz tries to help me stay on top of these things, though, from the other room where he's listening, and he's in the chat room, so... if you can't get my attention, then find Shaziz on here, and he will get my attention. If anyone would like to make a comment, go to our blog on ShazizRadio.com and connect with your host of choice. I encourage everyone to share with me any topics that you would like to talk about. I am open to all suggestions, so long as it pertains to the principles of my show. This is your show, folks. This is your show. I am here to serve you. I want to know what you want to hear. I want to know what you are interested in. I want to know what you are struggling with. I want to help you. So please, connect up with me and give me some ideas. At this time, I will continue with today's message. We are talking about relationships today. Primarily, the topic pertains to friendships, marriages, and partnerships, but is not limited to just these relationships. I've been talking about the importance of being attentive, being willing to talk over issues that arise, being able to compromise, loving each other, being great caretakers of your relationships. When a person is in a relationship, no matter what kind of relationship we're talking about, you must try to put aside your own needs and desires for just a moment to accommodate the needs and desires of another human being in your life. It can't always be all about us. Relationships take two or more people, depending upon the type of relationship that you're in, you know. I mean, as in a friendship circle, for instance. A lot of you have many friends. And relationships can't all be one-sided, though, if you expect them to last. But with that said, you can't always be a people pleaser in your relationship either, meaning that you can't always be the one giving all the time. Relationships require a healthy balance of love, compromise, giving, nurturing, acceptance, respect, and forgiveness on the part of all people involved. Paying close attention to relationships, cultivating great relationships, keeping it weed-free, keeping relationships happy and healthy. Folks, this is not, and I repeat, it is not an extracurricular activity in your life. Let me repeat that again. It is not an extracurricular activity in your life. It's the essence of life. It's a priority. It's like breathing is to living. You have to have it. It's imperative to connect with other people. Connect with those that we love. Connect with our friends. It reaps big dividends in the end for our well-being, our state of mind, our mental and physical health, our spirit and soul, our life experiences, and so on. Relationships are the spiritual zest of life. The spiritual zest of life. Isn't that awesome? But that is when we have healthy and happy relationships. If you experience a bad relationship, an unhealthy relationship, it has the opposite desired effect. The relationships will affect every aspect of your life, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. It will prevent you from growing and living to be the very best life that you have to offer. Unhealthy relationships can deplete everything in your body, and it can leave you feeling like a shell of your old self. Perhaps you will feel as if you're on the outside, looking in on yourself, seeing where you are in your life and where you've come, where you were in your life. And perhaps you will wonder how things got so out of control. And maybe perhaps you will ask yourself, what can I do to change that? How can you find your true self again? When exactly did you lose your true self in the first place? Sometimes it's such a gradual thing that you don't know what you have lost until it's nearly all but gone. Yet at other times, your life just seems to take a sudden nosedive right into planet Earth. When you think in terms of relationships, some of the things you definitely will need for the journey is a positive attitude, a relationship plan of action, an ability and willingness to be open to the discussion of all things that arise, and not just the things you like, but to take the good, the bad, and the ugly all with it together. That is what being in a relationship is all about, folks. It's about the combining of two individuals, unique lives, and accepting the complete package with all of their imperfections. Life, people, they're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I don't know of one human being out there that is perfect. You will not always like everything about that other person or agree with everything that is said or done. But as adults, we should have the ability, the maturity, to look at our relationships with objectivity. Trying to acknowledge where the other person is coming from. Try to compromise and work out those differences. It will not do anything positive for the relationship if one or the other of you is unwilling to try to see the other person's point of view. It won't help the relationship if you can't take constructive criticism. Perhaps try to compromise and meet the other person halfway. Relationships take a strong ability to communicate. You must be able to take constructive criticism, as I said before, for just what it is, and not take it as a personal attack on you. You can't always be placing barriers of uncompromise and just pure stubbornness up in the face of the team player. Seriously, how does that help, folks? Does it help? Have you been there? Have you experienced that? if you throw up barriers and you're stubborn and you're button heads and you're not willing to compromise, how well does that work for you, really? You can't let your ego get the better of you. No one wins, but I guarantee you the relationship will suffer. Stop taking immediate offense at everything someone is trying to say to you. Keep in mind that they are telling you what they are feeling. It is their perception. It may not be your perception, but it is their perception. And as mature adults, everyone is entitled to their own belief, their own feelings, and their own perceptions. Don't cash out on the subject. Someone trying to be honest with you, trying to improve what you already have. Set your fragile egos aside, folks, for just a moment to really pay close attention to what the other person is trying to say to you. It's not, and I repeat, not all about you all the time. Good grief! Since when did a relationship start having only an I in it and not a we in it? The moment one person quits trying, then you're done. You're done, folks. It's too late then to say, "Oh, but wait, I'm sorry. Come back, I'll listen. But honey, I didn't mean that. I will try harder next time." Because by this time, chances are, your chances and their patience have run out. Relationships can be the ultimate nightmare for people. If both people aren't willing to compromise, if either of you put forth anything less than your best 100%. Don't get me wrong. We are all human, and we aren't all going to feel like our best or being our best every day when it comes to relationships. But we should at least try to do our best. Remember the golden rule? Treat others as you yourself would want to be treated. That is so important. So important. Treat others as you yourself would want to be treated. You reap what you sow in life, in relationships. Take a long, hard look at your relationships. They are a mirror of the two people involved in the relationship. Have you ever thought about that? Your relationship is a mirror of you and the other person who's involved in that relationship. You can't expect the perfect relationship if you are treating one another poorly, letting your egos get in the way, if you are too busy to spend time with each other, if you keep letting other distractions take precedence over your relationship, if you don't attempt to meet each other's needs, if you don't communicate with openness and be completely honest with one another. So I ask you again, right here and right now, I ask you again, take a long look at your relationship or relationships in general. Is there something missing? Something that you can improve on? Have things been rocky in your relationships and you just can't figure out why? Because you believe you're doing everything humanly possible right. I ask you, has your friend, your partner, your spouse tried to sit down and tell you something? Tell you of a need? Try to speak some constructive criticism to you? Have they tried to communicate a concern to you? How have you responded to their news? Did you blow up? Did you take it out of context? Did you take offense? did you take things to the extreme opposite of what they were trying to tell you? Did you blow right past what they were trying to tell you and dismiss it as simply, it's just not true. It's just not true. You don't know what you're talking about. Did you think they were crazy for the way they felt or for the things that they said? Did you even really, really, really listen to them? Or did you get so angry in the first few sentences that you didn't even hear the rest of what they said? Did you hear only what you wanted to hear? That might be the part of the problem. Perhaps you should start taking the things that your friends or your partners or your spouses say a little more seriously. Maybe you should give them a little more credit. Perhaps you should learn to listen better. Perhaps you should get over yourself and try to put yourself in the other person's shoes and understand what they are thinking or what they are feeling. Try to perceive what they're saying in the way that they are perceiving it. Don't be so hasty to take offense. People don't usually say things to one another just to be hurtful to you. Generally, when someone in a relationship approaches you about something, it's a legitimate concern for them. Does that mean you will never fight, never have a disagreement, never say things you will later forget or regret? Certainly not, folks. Certainly not. I am not implying that at all. But if you're armed with the proper knowledge, skills, and relationship tools, you will be in a much better position to handle conflict without anyone getting seriously hurt or someone's character being berated. It will be much easier to make up with someone if you are careful, cautious, tactful, considerate, and loving in your approach. If you show the same grace and mercy towards someone that you would want shown to you. If you rage into this relationship, into any conflict, like a bull in a china closet, expect that other person to do the same. That other person isn't going to sit by and let you just rage on. They're going to lose their patience too. Treat others as you would want to be treated yourself. If you want respect and you want your feelings and concerns to be heard, acknowledged, understood, then give that same attentiveness to the other person. Do you think the other person's going to feel like giving you any of those things if it hasn't been shown to them? It's very unlikely, folks. And for a very good reason. It can all be summed up with these actions. And I will say it again, folks. It's very simple. Treat other people as you yourself would want to be treated. It's that simple. You reap what you sow. If you sow seeds of positivity, love, empathy, sympathy, concern, compassion, forgiveness, helpfulness, kindness, thankfulness, then folks, it will be returned to you a thousandfold. If you sow negativity, lack of concern or care, hatred, disrespect, unforgiveness, if you live your life in the past, if you live your life being ungrateful and without any kindness or compassion, then expect that in return a thousandfold as well. I can't stress enough. I know I keep saying this, but I just can't stress it enough. It is so important. So important. Treat other people as you would want to be treated. I will never, never understand why this concept is so hard for people to grasp. Best friends, spouses, significant others, they are all an important part of the puzzle in our lives. It helps our lives on earth to be more meaningful, with purpose, more pleasurable for ourselves and for those around us. They help us to grow. They help us to learn. Relationships help build us up emotionally and socially. Relationships teach us many things about life. In some cases, it teaches us good. And in some cases, it teaches us what we definitely don't want. Be grateful for every relationship you have ever had, whatever that experience was, because it was a learning tool, a stepping stone to where you are now. And the learning won't stop here, or at least I hope it won't, because no matter how old you get, you should never stop learning. You should never stop growing. I hope you will be learning and growing and evolving until the day you pass from this earth. Some relationships will last a short while, some will last longer, and some will last a lifetime. But praise God for each and every one of those relationships that you have experienced. We learn something from each and every one of them. We take away from each so that we will hopefully, it will help us in the next relationship and the next and the next and so on and so forth down the line, down the journey of our life. Don't regret not even one relationship. It has served a purpose for us. It has taught us something very valuable. I want to play something for you right now that I found on YouTube. It is by an unknown author, but it speaks of life lessons. And I want to take this time to play it for you and read its content. It's called People Come Into Your Life for a Reason. And so at this time, I'm going to go ahead and share this with you folks. People come into your life for a reason, a season or a lifetime. When you know which one it is, you will know what to do with that person. When someone is in your life for a reason, it is usually to meet a need you have expressed. They have come to assist you through the difficulty, provide you with guidance and support, to aid you physically, emotionally, or spiritually. They may seem like a godsend, and they are. They are there for the reason you need them to be. Then, without any wrongdoing on your part or at an inconvenient time, this person will say or do something to bring the relationship to an end. Sometimes they die. Sometimes they walk away. Sometimes they act up and they force you to take a stand. What we must realize is that our need has been met, our desire fulfilled, their work is done. The prayer you sent up has been answered, and now it is time move on. Some people come into your life for a season because it has now come your time to share, grow, or learn. They bring you an experience of peace or make you laugh They may teach you something you have never done. They usually give you an unbelievable amount of joy. Believe it. It is real. But they are only there for a season. Lifetime relationships teach you lifetime lessons. Things you must build upon in order to have a solid emotional foundation. Your job is to accept that lesson. Love the person and put what you have learned to use in all relationships and areas of your life. It is said that love is blind, but friendship is clairvoyant. Thank you for being a part of my life. Whether you are a season, a reason, or a lifetime. Folks, I hope you enjoyed that. I found that to be a great blessing. I'm going to go ahead and play you another tune right now. Let me find it for just a second. Hopefully it won't take me very long. But think about that, folks, for a moment. Think about what I just read. Think about the relationships in your life. Think about who's been there for a season. Who's been there for a reason? And who's there for the lifetime? Seriously, what have you learned from these folks? Everybody learns something from someone. Sometimes you wish those experiences never happened. Sometimes they're great experiences and you wish that they never failed. You wish those folks were still right there with you. But it's not always meant to be. People are there for a lifetime, a reason, or a season. We all experience that. I'm still trying to find this one tune that I'm looking for, guys. So what do you think of the show so far today?
Till I'm gonna need you need a friend.
Back, listeners. Thank you so much for being a part of and for tuning in to the Hope Show today. I am so very pleased to have you with me. I hope you enjoyed the life lesson that I read off while the music played in the background. I thought it was too beautiful to keep for myself. If you're just tuning in today, we're talking about relationships. Primarily, I am talking about marriages, friendships, and partnerships with significant others. But the principles can be applied to nearly any relationship on one level or another. Just a reminder, with all the transitioning that Shaziz and I have done over the past few months, the podcasts for both of us have not been accessible to our listening audience. However, they have been backed up on our computers. Shaziz has started the Shaziz Radio Network, and he will be uploading these broadcasts to our podcast pages on ShazizRadio.com. However, it may take a few months, so be patient, but the ones for the last 2 weeks will be there. So after my show has broadcast today, it'll be uploaded to my podcast page there on ShazizRadio.com. Please come and check that out and pass the information on to your friends. I encourage all of you to check out my page and leave me some ideas for upcoming shows. Now I want to talk about why is it so important for humans to touch and to be touched. Did you know that compassion is literally at our fingertips? To touch is to give life. The benefits start when we are born. People who experience more touch will strive better in life. Their health and their overall well-being is far better than those who don't receive as much touch or human contact from the very beginning. Touch activates such feelings as reward and compassion. It signals safety and trust. Touch is very soothing. Touch calms stress. When we are in pain, or if we anticipate something being painful, a touch can turn off that threat switch that's in our bodies, enabling us to meet the challenge set before us or the pain that we feel that we're going to experience. Touch is therapeutic in so many ways. It doesn't mean you should turn around and grope your neighbor or invade the private space of everyone around you. That's not what it means at all. But touch has been suggested by researchers that we are wired to, we need to, connect with other people on a basic physical level. To deny that is to deprive yourself of some of life's greatest joys and deepest comforts. A pat on the back, a caress on the arm, a hug, a handshake. These are everyday incidental gestures. These touches can be given to anyone who is close to you. It doesn't even have to be someone close to you. It can be complete strangers or acquaintances. Most of the time, we take these simple things for granted, but they are not just small gestures. They are a huge blessing to the receiver. Some people don't have much human contact on a daily basis. Therefore, it can be all the more important to these people. As you go through your day, I want to encourage every one of you out there to take more time to notice people around you. Show them some kindness. Try to make some contact with them, something that involves a touch. You will be pleasantly surprised and blessed to see just what a difference that simple act of kindness will do, and how it will open someone up and bring a ray of joy to their life. When you open yourself to others, don't limit it to someone in the store, your neighbor, a church member, etc. No, open that up to the world around you. Share that. Look around you. There are a lot of people in this world that could use a little kindness and compassion. Look deeper than just the immediate surroundings. Do you see a person who looks distraught? Perhaps a homeless person? An elderly person? A small child? Someone who is cold or hungry? Someone who has worked hard all day long? Perhaps they need a bath. Perhaps they're head to toe in oil, or they have body odor. But that's the point I'm trying to get across. No matter who that person is, no matter how they look, no matter how they act or they smell, we should still love everyone and show them some love. These people aren't contagious. They're just like you and I. They're just everyday, ordinary people. And they have the same needs as we do. They are our fellow brothers and sisters. If you are in an intimate relationship, then more intimate touch is crucial for happiness and well-being in that relationship. Touch each other frequently. That is another point, and I cannot stress that enough. Human touch is especially important between loved ones. It must be done frequently when you're together. A hug, a kiss, a back massage, caressing your partner, snuggling their neck, cuddling with them, holding hands. These are all very important to your relationship. And the more, the better. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people, they're not very affectionate people, and they don't require as much human contact as other people do. But I think from the majority of a woman's point of view, if you were to take a poll, most women would tell you they would be much happier if they got a lot more touch from their loved ones than they currently are getting. Touch is the main ingredient for intimacy. I went through a class recently where it was said that women are like crockpots and men are like microwaves when it comes to intimate matters. How many of you out there can relate to that right now, whether you're a man or a woman? Can you relate to that statement? I certainly can. It doesn't take long for men to become aroused to intimate matters, but it takes a great deal more effort on a woman's part. It's not about speed. It's not just saying a few key words once in a while or doing a few key things every so often. It is a daily, gradual process. Women want consistency. For the women listeners out there, am I hitting it right on? We want consistency. Each and every day, not just once in a while. Women need to feel loved all day, every day. We want to know we're the most important in your life. Same for men. Men want to know they're first in their woman's life. Men want love, appreciation, respect, kindness, compassion. They want to feel needed from their women. Men want to know that you think he is being a good provider, that he's the hottest man on the planet. Men want to know you are proud of them. Men want to know that you think they are the best. Men need your praise for their every effort. And men need touch too. Women feel loved and appreciated when their man is touching them, when their man is spending quality time with them, when their man is offering to help them, complimenting them, praising their efforts, and having a thankful heart toward them. This is how women bond. Women mostly bond with How much time do you spend with us? How much time do you talk to us? How much time do you touch us? Men, on the other hand, they feel bonded mostly during the time that they're having a sexual intimate time with their mate. That's how men feel bonded. But men feel loved and appreciated when they are intimately bonding with their woman, when their woman is attentive to the male needs, such as being proud of them, finding them attractive, and letting them know how often by actions or deeds. This lets them know often by your actions and your deeds. Thinking highly of your man, letting the world know it. Don't just keep it to yourself. Shout it to the world. Tell everybody how proud of your man you are, how much you love them, what a great guy you think they are, how hot and sexy and attractive you think they are, that they're the best. These are the things that men need. Give him credit where credit is due, but not by nagging them all the time or belittling their manhood. A man's ego can be quite fragile. A woman has to be careful not to tromp on it all the time. Just as a man must understand that a woman needs physical touch and time with you, and for you to listen to them completely, and to understand, or at least empathize, with their situation. Men and women just want to be noticed. They want to be acknowledged. They want to be loved for all their imperfections and be accepted for one another. And this leads me to, why is communication so important to relationships? Before we go into this subject, I'm going to go ahead and play you one more quick tune, though.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day. When the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away, an enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer beats
some time with yours. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Hope Show here today, and I am Beverly, your host. We are talking about relationships, and before the last song, I asked, why is communication so important in relationships? Have you ever asked yourself this question? Communication, as we all know, is defined as the transfer of information from one person to another. There are many different ways of communication, but communication is vital for survival. It is almost impossible to survive if you don't have the social skills to communicate with people. In relationships, two people are equally responsible for each other's lives in many ways. And when there is no communication between the two, there can be many, many problems. Some of the problems that could arise from lack of communication are insecurities, loss of faith in one another, and emotional dissatisfaction. All of these lead to a loss of interest in the relationship. Now let me ask you another question. Are you getting a sense that there is some dissatisfaction in your own relationship? From your friends, your spouse, your significant other? Do you talk and communicate less and less? When you are together, is there a serious lack of talking and maybe it's just merely hanging out mostly? Like watching television instead of talking. That could be a problem. And I'm not to say that watching television or just sitting in silence and enjoying companionship is bad, because it's not. That's very important too. But I'm saying there has to be communication in your relationship too. You know, it just can't be all about hanging out and companionship. You have to talk with one another. Relationships cannot thrive and survive without it. Eventually, you're going to see a loss of interest in the relationship. It doesn't have to be this way. Relationships are not too difficult to maintain. It's not too difficult to maintain a healthy relationship if there's healthy communication amongst you. It's important to remember that it cannot be all one-sided, though. You may think you're communicating, but your other half may have a way different opinion on that. How do you know? You will know if you ask, and if you really listen without taking offense when your significant other, your friend, or your spouse feels comfortable in telling you the truth. Feels as if it is safe to share the truth with you. If you are one of those people who constantly take offense at what your friend or your partner or your spouse is trying to tell you, then you're not providing a safe and comfortable atmosphere for them to be honest with you. Because the first thing that they are going to automatically think from past experience is that you are going to you're not going to take the truth very well. That you're not going to get to the bottom of things because you find yourself in an argument. See how communication works, folks? Healthy communication is all about truth, honesty, having a safe zone to talk, not feeling like your other half is going to get angry with you every time you open your mouth. Healthy communication is being able to take constructive criticism without thinking you're under personal siege all the time. Healthy communication is compromise, truly listening and trying to understand the other person's point of view, trying to see things the way they see things. Even if you don't agree, there doesn't have to be hostility and animosity between the two of you. Each person still deserves the right to be heard, clear through to the very end of the conversation, without one of you shutting down and only hearing what it is that you want to hear. How does this help the relationship, really? If one of you throw up a wall while the other one is talking, if one of you is too busy planning out in your mind what you're going to countersay to the other person and not listening, if you get upset with what the other person is saying, if you don't provide a safe zone for that other person to be honest with you, how does that help your relationship? It doesn't. It makes it worse. The healthier the communication in your relationship, the more open the relationship will be, and the more freedom there will be in the relationship. Real, healthy communication is the only way you are going to truly know the person that you are interested in. The better the communication, the easier it will be to maintain good relations, no matter what relationship you're in. This could be in a relationship between you and a friend of yours, in your marriage, someone you're just dating. That can even go as far as the workplace. Communication is very important in the workplace. Communication is important all over the world. Wherever you're at, whoever you're around, everyday life. The best form of communication is the open and assertive style. With this form of communication, there's a feeling of confidence, respect, security, trust, true love, and positivity. So where does one start? One place to start is by building trust with each other. It is important to speak to your partner as often as you can. When you first start dating one another initially, there's that physical attraction that connects you. Then comes the infatuation, then the concern, and later, a sense of responsibility to one another. In order to reach that last stage of responsibility, you have to build a bond of trust, and you have to make that other person believe in you. When there is trust between you, there is no possibility for insecurities in a relationship. It's important to ask such things every day. How is your day? Are you all right? Is there something that I can do for you to help? And even ask that person, do you trust me? Another place to start is by supporting those that you're in a relationship with. Communication is a way to show support. Talk openly. Create a space where he or she can share and feel safe to do so. The more openly you can speak to one another, the closer you will become. This will make it easier to share the good as well as the bad in your life. I cannot stress enough how important it is for your friend, your spouse, your partner, even you, to feel safe and assured. After all, you do depend upon one another. But without a healthy relationship involving healthy communication, there is an absence of the support that each of you need so much. Someone in the relationship is going to start feeling as if they can't depend on the other, and eventually, they're going to stop trying. And how about love? Another reason why communication is so important in relationships is because it is a way to earn each other's love and care. One huge drawback in a relationship is when one of you feel as if you can't express what you really feel. When you feel as if you can't convey your feelings to your loved one, yet it is expected that they understand you anyway. But it's not always that easy. Sometimes we can't read each other's minds, and sometimes that's very aggravating, very annoying, but you have to remember that each individual is unique. We don't all think the same. And, you know, men and women are so different. It's like the book, you know, Venus and Mars. If you don't think that's true, think about it. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to me out there right now when I say men and women think entirely different. And without communication, there's going to be some big, big issues. It's important to talk over what is important to each of you, what each of you expect from each other. None of us like to argue or fight with the people that we are close to. But even fights and arguments can be a form of communication. Even though it can bring out the negative in both of us, it can also prove to be useful if done in the right way. Without communication, there is no clarity of what's going wrong in your relationship or where. Unfortunately, without communication, there isn't much that can be done to better your relationship. Insecurities, faithlessness, misunderstandings, mistrust, doubt, these are all some of the problems that are created from a lack of communication. To save these relationships and to strengthen them from these issues, it is crucial to communicate effectively. There's a lot of people in this world who do not know how to communicate effectively. They've never been taught to communicate effectively, and they have not picked up on those skills throughout their lifetime. If you are one of those people, I would suggest you find some way to learn to communicate effectively, whether that is on your own time, by your own means, checking out a library book, looking it up on the internet, studying it, or seeking counseling. It is very, very important that you learn how to communicate effectively in your relationships. If you don't know how, as I said, find some way of learning how to do this. Because if you don't, I guarantee you, you will wake up one day to a relationship, any relationship, that's in some serious, real trouble. Have I hit a chord with anyone today? Does this message apply to you, to your relationships? Are you the one that is happy? Or naively happy? Do you think you've all got it going on? Do you think you have the best relationship ever? Perhaps you don't see any problems. Or are you the one who feels like your relationship could use some work? Are you living with a person who appears to be delusional about your relationship, not living in the same reality as you? Are you the one who takes offense at the slightest thing your friend, your partner, or your spouse says? If you are, you probably don't even think you do that. You probably won't even acknowledge that about yourself. Because your ego is probably standing in the way of reality. Are you the one that wishes things could be different in your relationship? Perhaps you don't know what to do anymore. Folks, I wish I had that crystal ball. I wish I had all the answers for you. I wish I could wave some magic wand and sprinkle some fairy dust on your relationship, and your relationships would suddenly become all that you wanted them to be. But I don't have those powers. I don't have those answers. I live my life, my relationships, one day at a time, sometimes one moment at a time, just as you do. It's by trial and error. If you are a believer, pray, 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 and leave it in God's hands. Some things are out of our control, especially if we are dealing with a stubborn individual that won't budge or won't listen to reason. It is very difficult to be in a relationship when you don't feel like your needs are being met. It can drain the very life right out of you. It steals some of your joy because you want your relationship to work so bad. We can't always choose who our hearts fall in love with, and we can't always choose who our heart connects with to become our friends. Whether you are a friend, an acquaintance, or you're in an intimate relationship with someone, whatever your circumstance is, live your life as a blessing to others. I'm going to let Shaziz come in here and speak just in a moment, but before he gets here, I just want to encourage you to live your life as a blessing to others. One of the greatest opportunities we have in our life is to make a profound difference in someone else's life. Don't take that responsibility lightly. It is an honor. It is a service. We should all be more than willing to do. We should all rise up to that challenge, to meet that challenge every day. We should all rise up to a new day with our first thought being, how can I be a blessing to someone today? How or what can I do to make someone's life better today? There is plenty of opportunity all around us to offer guidance to people in need. It's not just a special opportunity given to a few chosen people. No. Each and every one of us have the opportunity to do great things for people all around us every day. Strangers, friends, spouses, partners, co-workers, church members, biological families, etc. All of us have the ability to influence someone in a positive way. When you take the time to reach out and invest in someone's life, you are impacting the world, yours and theirs. Be mindful to be a blessing to everyone who crosses our path. Build people up. Give them faith. Give them hope, love, touch, communication, encouragement, support, compassion, kindness, and so on. If you're in an intimate relationship, build your spouse or partner up so that they have faith in you and that they won't be afraid to reach out to you and speak the truth in love. We're not supposed to be mere spectators in our life. We should be the kind of people that really love each other and care enough about each other to be able to pour blessings and goodness into each other's lives. Whether you know it or not, someone is watching you. Right here, right now, someone is watching you. People watch you every day. You may not know it, but they do. Some of them are looking up to you. People are influenced by the way you live your life. They need to see goodness in your everyday actions. We all make mistakes and we all fall. We all slip up. We get down on life. We have days when we don't feel well, but we still must realize that people are watching, and they're still counting on us, no matter how we feel. Now you know the importance of being a good influence, a good example to others. The importance of communication, building a healthy relationship, being attentive in those relationships, taking heed to keep the weeds out, and the importance of human touch, just to name a few things. By now, you must realize if something is wrong in your relationship, if something is missing in your relationship. So go. Go right now. Speak up. Talk it out. Express. Discuss. Communicate. And make your relationships happier and healthier. So at this time, I will leave the floor open for any last comments from my husband, Shaziz.
Oh, people, life is a lot of work. So, with that said, love is the fuel that keeps us, most of us, going to all these relationship things that we got going on and all the things going on in the world. Love's the power that basically keeps our head up out the sand. And that's about the best advice that I can give you on that. Peace and love, everybody.
Thank you for your comment on today's show, Shaziz. I love you. I'm going to leave you folks, I'm going to leave the audience with these thoughts today. The thoughts that my message has given. I hope you will be able to take away something from today's message. That hopefully something I said will be beneficial to you and practical to help you with your relationships, no matter what those relationships are. Just a note, while I'm thinking about it, next Saturday, I'm going to be out of town at a women's ministry retreat with one of my girlfriends. I am so excited about this. This is my first women's ministry retreat that I have gone to, and I'm just bubbling over at the opportunity to go and to learn all the things that I can possibly take in and absorb in 3 days. What will Shaziz do without me for those 3 days? I'm sure he'll figure it out. He's pretty resourceful. I will still, however, have a show for my audience. I'm not going to let you down. I'm not going to leave you. There will still be a show next week. Same time, same place. From the Hope Show. It will be a short message on my part, included with a testimonial from a special guest speaker. I will miss all of you very much. But I'll return in person the following Saturday after that. I hope you will still enjoy the show that I put together for you for next week. God bless each and every one of you out there. I send you much love and affection, and a big old air hug too. I hope you have a blessed week. Until we meet again next Saturday, same time, same place, here on The Hope Show, with myself, Beverly, as the host. I love you guys.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some aching it's only sea.